Hello everyone, I'm Nora, and welcome to Nora's Technology Chat channel. Today I will discuss the mask layoff event. This big news in technology industry affects the heart of every working person, including me, of course. As we all know, Musk completed the acquisition of Twitter at the end of October this year and fired several senior managers after he officially took over. Then he announced on the 1st of this month that he would lay off half of Twitter's staff. This affects 3,700 people. Of course, we don't know the real data yet, but there are indeed a lot of layoffs. It is not clear in which department the job cuts will be concentrated in. So let's analyze the motivations and reasons behind Twitter's layoffs. First of all, judging from the performance of financial report, Twitter's advertising and sales revenue has indeed declined. In fact, before Musk took a stake, Twitter's overall revenue was on a normal trend from the financial report. But when Musk announced that he would take a stake, the second quarter Twitter's financial report showed that the company began to lose money. Of course, this may not have much to do with Musk. According to Musk's own tweet, he believes that a company that loses $4 million a day has no other way but to lay off employees. But we currently have no way of knowing why this loss occurs. So let me talk about, do internet companies need so many people now? In fact, this question is hard to say, because based on my previous experience in internet companies, it is true that enough people are needed to do the work meticulously, but it depends on the company's ability. Under the circumstances, it can also ensure that each job is done meticulously and perfectly. If this is not true, then there will be reduced recruitment or even layoffs. But when it comes to this, one question that is really worth considering is whether Twitter really needs so many employees. When economic development was stable before, the company would indeed leave everyone behind because of the dedication of old employees or other reasons. But for the current situation, whether it is because of COVID-19 or because of the war, the whole world are all causing turmoil. Even internet giants like Twitter are starting to lose money, so layoff seems to be something that must be implemented. I guess even if the person who bought Twitter is not Musk, but someone else, it may be the same. After taking over Twitter, layoffs begin. Of course, it should not be as dramatic as Musk. But having said that, from the employee's point of view, Musk's layoffs are more radical because half of the people will be laid off at once, which affects too many people. Some employees said that when they heard that Musk was about to acquire, in fact, they are very happy in their hearts because he is a successful entrepreneur. So they hope that he can bring about changes after he comes to Twitter. But after the completion of the acquisition, the way he laid off employees disappointed everyone. From the perspective of Twitter users, it may be more panic, because users will guess that if this continues, Twitter will go bankrupt. But it's really unlikely to happen, at least not now, I think. But it is worth pondering whether the company can still maintain normal operations after Twitter lay off half of its employees. In my opinion, the answer is yes, because I think that all major technology companies already have their own set of operations and processes, and the staffing of some development positions has overflowed. That is to say, if Twitter does not make major updates, then it really does not need so many employees to maintain. But on the other hand, what three people did in the past can only be done by one person, which may affect the employee allocation system. But I think Musk should have considered this issue. Therefore, loss of profit, redundancy of personnel, and issues such as Twitter's long-standing position have caused Musk to take action immediately after taking over. Maybe it is not just the layoffs, but there may be other actions in the future. Let us wait and see. So many technology companies have fallen into revenue losses this year, such as Twitter, Meta, Amazon. From this point of view, the bad environment has affected tens of thousands of people. We never want this to happen to us, but it's like the butterfly effect, where a butterfly flapping its wings in the rainforest can trigger a tornado in Texas 2 weeks later. We all wish we weren't in this tornado, but we can't control the flapping of butterfly wings. So just enjoy the moment before it happens. You still have time.